it would be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. It's a crash course for the ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more, like the video film.
WMFO in Medford, Drive-In Saturday, indeed. It's a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. Marie Michelle is somewhere in the house. I'm sure she'll be with us shortly. And I know I got some requests on Facebook, so I'll go to that and see what we got cooking. And you can request too, 855-915-9636. And like I said, on Facebook, there is a Crash Course for the Ravers page on there. So you can check that out, too. And just to get things going, I'm going to play some Stooges. It's MFO.
What happened to Zeke? Oh, he's dead on Jones, man. How about Dave? OD'd on alcohol. Oh, what's Rock doing? Oh, he's living with his mother. How about James? He's gone straight. We'll be right back.
That was a close one. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Iggy and the Stooges there with Dum Dum Boys. And, yeah, we have some requests. Oh, Adam Sherman from Billy Connors Project and formerly of the Souls and Private Lightning. He'll be coming in to play some something acoustic. He's going to do an acoustic set for us. Yeah, that's humming again, isn't it? I hear a little fuzz and
I don't hear anything.
Well, it's not bad enough that I'm going to switch it right now, but your microphone's making a noise. I can hear that. But we are 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and yes, I do have some requests, and according to Cal Cali, it's Joan Jett's birthday. Happy birthday, Joan. I wanted to hear some Runaways, her old band, and I think I'll pick out the Joan Jett ones, but this one, he wanted to hear this one from the Runaways. It's I Want to Be Where the Boys Are, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
In the streets and in life, mama's always telling me, stay inside. face to face.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Woo! 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, a big happy birthday to Joan Jett. And we heard there. We heard The Runaways featuring Joan Jett. I Want to Be Where the Boys Are. And then Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Indian Giver. And them again with Stooges, I Want to Be Your Dog. And we started the show with Stooges, Dum Dum Boys. So it all fits.
Always fits.
And Adam Sherman should be on his way in. We're going to have a live set from him. Acoustic, I'm imagining. Unless he brings an amp with him. He could. People have.
He has to do the stairs with it, sure.
And I have some requests for the Stones by Ricky Trottier. And I got Mink DeVille coming up for Joseph Tora. And you know the rest. Have a request? No, you don't. 855-915-9636. We're 91.5 MFO.
Yeah.
eyes were hazel and her teeth were slightly curved. We spent a lonely night at the Memory Motel. It's on the ocean, I guess you know it well. It took one starry night to steal my heart away. Out on the waterfront, her hair all drenched in spray.
Hannah, baby, was a honey of a girl. Her eyes were hazel and her teeth were slightly curled. She took my guitar, she began to play. She sang a song for me and it stuck right in my ear.
Were wearing thin, she'd done a mile or two.
When I asked her where she's headed for, back up to Boston, I'm singing in a bar.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
About the time I put my black boots on.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's so good, so good. What a great track by Adam Sherman right there. And here he is with me. What's up, Adam?
Not too much, Brian. Thanks so much for inviting me. Thanks for playing those two tracks, one from Billy Connor's project, which is a great band I play in, and the other is from my solo CD called River of Dreams, and that was so good, yeah.
Yeah, a couple tracks there. Before Adam Sherman, it was Billy Connor's project with Gone Wrong. And, you know, the rest of the stuff. If you got a question for Adam, 855-915-9636, or even if you just want to say hi. So, Adam, you got a long history. Has it always been local Boston? Or?
Yeah, I came to Boston when I was 17 because the Rat was here, and I wanted to play at the Rat, and I just stayed. I played in Private Lightning.
Right.
And then I played in the Souls. We all played the Rat, so I had my little dream come true.
Fantastic.
I like it in Boston.
Yeah.
I stayed, live in Central Square. Makes me remember New York, which is where I'm from. And I'm happy.
Now, how come you didn't go to New York City?
Because CBGBs had not happened yet.
The Rat was happening before CBGBs.
The Rat was happening. The Rat was up and running. The Rat wasn't, it was still the Rathskeller.
Right.
But there was a scene in Boston. There were clubs, Jack's, Jonathan Swift's, there were clubs that were hosting original material in the Square Men's Bar.
So we were doing it before CBGBs.
In New York City, there was nothing.
Wow.
It was hair bands playing covered stuff at the Cat Club and stuff. It was really not happening. And I was just young enough that I didn't hang out in that part of the city.
Right.
So I hadn't heard any rumblings about it at all. And it had just started. When I got to Boston, there was a manager here who was looking after us for a little while. And about 6 months after I arrived, he threw this pile of black and white glosses on the table. He goes, "This is what's happening in New York." And it was Talking Heads, Tough Darts, and the Ramones. That's what you know, and there were these black and white photographs that we looked at Talking Heads, and it was just the trio at that time. And David Byrne, as skinny as he could possibly, and we just went like,
What's this?
What is this? So we got schooled, but yeah. Boston was happening, and I just never felt like, oh, I should go back and be at CBGB's. It just felt different to me. It felt right in Boston, and I got into Private Lightning relatively quickly, and I felt like that band was very original and was gonna have as much of a chance as anything that I'd, you know, been lucky enough to be involved in. So.
Mm. Maybe you can burn something on CD for me next time.
I'll try.
The Souls and Private Lightning.
As I said to you just before we went on the air, I've got MP3s, but they were pulled off of vinyl.
Yeah.
So they've got crackles on them and all kinds of little treble noises and things.
I'll take it, but you might not want it played.
I mean, I think anybody who wants to play it is welcome to play it, but they're not great quality. And that was because it was before CDs.
Right.
Both those bands, the Souls just touched CDs, but we decided to go with vinyl because we didn't know if CDs were going to be anything. They started to appear in stores. They were more expensive.
We said,
well, we don't need that.
But now they seem like they're on their way out, which bums me out because I like the CDs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They played a poor second to album covers for us. We were always loving the album covers than their CDs, and now we got little postage stamps on our computer screens. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I still dig the CDs, and they are still the easiest way for me to get them into the system here until they show me how to put the WAV files in, but it's just, no one wants to show me anything, Adam.
No.
So, you brought your guitar today. You going to play something for us?
Yes, I'm going to play a cut off the River of Dreams. I'm not good at self-promotion or being kind to myself, but I will say we just did last Saturday the record release for River of Dreams. We did it at this amazing place called Cloud Club down on the South End. It's semi-private. Mm-hmm. It's all invitation. And I played with a band that was just beautiful, just an incredible band. Had a cellist, keys, and friends. What a nice night. So just did that. And I'm still kind of a little high on that. Want to play a song from one of the deep cuts on that. So,
Adam Sherman on WMFO, folks.
I don't want to be dependent. I don't want to be your fool. If this is how we're gonna end it, there's nothing anybody can do. Life. I gave you the key and I let you inside. Yeah. Time, 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 time will tell. Time, 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 time will tell. Time, 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 time will tell. Who is the loser of this game?
Great
stuff. Great opportunity, man. This is I love this studio, and it's great hanging with you, so thank you.
Well, we love to have you, Adam.
Thank you.
So that's on the new album.
That's on the new album, and then I got new things.
New things? Newer than the new album?
Newer than new. So Billy Connor's project is going to be at Sally O'Brien's on Friday the 5th of October. I think I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 6th of October, I'll be playing solo at the Out of the Blue Gallery Benefit, which is at the new location, which is in Alston, right across the street from O'Brien's.
And there's a bunch of bands playing on that one,
bunch
right?
of people, yeah. And I think everybody's kind of doing acoustic unplugged or interesting. I mean, I guess there's some. They're going to have some amps there, but my sense is it's going to be kind of unplugged show there with a lot of people, a lot of good people.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to both those things.
They sound great.
So yeah, I was reminded about Billy Connor's because I think we're going to be doing this tune, and I'm going to try it here solo, and it'd be about the first time it's been played in front of people. So if I get it wrong, don't tell anybody.
What's this one called?
It's called Self-Destructive Heart.
Adam Sherman on MFO.
I got a self-destructive heart, and it's tearing me apart. I put my trust in you, but
its toll. I got a melancholy soul.
Stuff,
thanks,
Adam.
Brian.
No problem. And yeah, I know I was in the middle of doing requests when Adam came in. I will get back to them after Adam Sherman, but I'm sure you're enjoying this much more because it's live music right here.
Yes, live music is good. Go support live music. Go out to a club. Go out to anywhere and support live music. Yeah.
Support your local bands. What do you have next for us, Adam?
This one is so new. I don't even know what it's about yet. I know what it's about, but let's see. It's called Work Out Fine.
Adam Sherman.
Don't have a sunny disposition, but I know that.
Sorry, there we go. I gotta get it right, you know?
No problem. Take your time.
Don't have a sunny disposition. I've got the other kind. Ask me my suspicion, I think it's gonna work out fine. Yes, I think it's gonna work out fine. Don't see the world in shiny colors, I stick to black and white. I think for myself, not for the others. I think it's gonna work out fine. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out fine. Open up and let the fresh air in. Let me sign a line to the line. There's another way to look at life, and I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out fine. Alright. La 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 la.
Adam Sherman live here at 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You want to do the legal Adam?
I can try.
Say anything and then end it in WMFO in Medford. It just has to end that way.
Okay. Always great music. Always great rock and roll. WMFO Medford.
Right on. Adam Sherman here from the Billy Connors Project and now solo doing both. The new album's River of Dreams. And
one more?
Yeah, sure. Two more if you like.
Well, we'll see what we feel like after this one, right?
All right.